Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here this evening on Optimal Health on AM360. It is our aim and objective every week on AM360 to enlighten health-conscious individuals on root cause therapeutics and provide them with guidance on general wellness and cell nourishment. Brother and sister, symptometry have found out that planet Earth is well known as an echo chamber of illusion with booger traps everywhere and a testing ground. We're sent here to be tested, brother and sister. So we ask people to join us every week on AM360 on Optima Health to learn about these booger traps that cause health to be denied. You with your host, Abdul Shaheed, your certified symptometry health coach, and this is Optima Health. Brother and sister, it is our cells that's in charge of our health. If we take care of our cells, we will be healthy. If our cells are congested and sick, we will be congested and sick. I hope we are getting the message. It is our personal responsibility to take care of our cells, our DNA, and our blood, to always be reducing blood impurity, to be removing hindrance from ourselves. These are the things that we are obligated to do if we want to enjoy health, optimal health. Health is normalcy, brothers and sisters. It is normalcy. Sickness and disease is abnormalcy. It is our responsibility to put our body back in a state of normalcy. And the further we get away from normalcy, the more our disease will become chronic. More and more chronic it will become. Symptometry, you heard me say that word, is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell. The needs of human cell. It is our cell that restores our health. It is our cell that maintains the normalcy. Brothers and sisters, this is very, very important. The focus should be on our cells and all its components and cellular organelles. There's no other therapeutic that put emphasis on the cell but symptometry. All the other therapeutic, allopathic medicine, acupuncture, chiropractic, Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine, herbalist, homeopathic, naturopathic, all of these other therapeutics focus on the symptoms. Symptom is not the disease. Symptom is the indication that our body is out of normalcy. It's a warning sign. Is the bell gone off? Is the siren sounding that your body is getting away from normalcy? The normalcy is the fitra, brothers and sisters. It's the fitra, the natural pattern that the Almighty has created. And when we're in violation, our body will give us sign and symptom. When we violate the health rules, our body will give us sign and symptom. When we're in violation of the natural laws, our body will give us sign called symptom. When we're in violation of the physical laws, laws of physics, classical physics, quantum physics, atomic physics, nuclear physics, when we're in violation, our body will give us a sign called symptom. This is how it is, brothers and sisters, when we violate the universal laws, the pH rule, the iron rule, the sulfur rule, all these different rules that apply to our body, our anatomy and physiology. When we break the rule, the punishment is a disease. That's the penalty. So it's to our benefit to understand how all of these rules govern our anatomy and physiology, how they are applied to it. This is what this program is all about, sharing the booger traps that we fall into every day. No one shared with us that our body is high maintenance, not low maintenance. It is high maintenance. This is what our body is. We have to pay attention. And it's high maintenance, not low maintenance. We thought all we had to do is eat some healthy food, drink water, and go to the bathroom a few times a day. That's about 10% of what needs to happen. Where are you going to learn the other 90% in order to stay healthy and keep from catching a disease? From a symptometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell, symptometry. You hear that word symptom, S-Y-M-P-T-O-M. At E-T-R-Y, symptometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell. Let me share a few other words with you about symptometry. A few other words about symptometry. First of all, medical science has its merits. Medical science has its merits. And it is evident with optometry, dentistry, emergency care, diagnostic care. But when it comes to repairing the DNA, removing the antagonist from my blood, and enabling the ribosomal RNA to function superbly so that diseases can be cured or prevented, nobody does it like symptometry. You might not know about this information, but now it's been shared with you. Symptometry is a healing science, brothers and sisters. It's a healing science. And this science specializes in repairing DNA. In repairing the DNA. If you talk to someone about restoring your health, if they do not mention the cells and the DNA, you should run from them because they know nothing about healing. what they know is about treating symptoms. Symptom is not the disease. Again, symptom is not the disease. So we're going to make a few other statements about symptometry, and then we're going to be opening our line to our guest. I'm going to open the line right now to our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor. Your mic is opening. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm delighted to be here to share with you about the healing science, which is symptometry.
Thank you for joining us today. And we have an interesting and very informative program outlined for us today. I was sharing a few information about symptometry. So just in case we have any new listener, it's a healing science. And we want people to know that this is the science that specializes in repairing the DNA. Repairing the DNA. And we'll be mentioning about why that is so important shortly. It also specializes in ionizing blood impurity. Brother and sister, we have many blood impurities. Many blood impurities. It is because we eat food. It is because we drink water. It is because we breathe air. And because we are exposed to man-made chemicals and natural chemicals, doesn't make any difference. Man-made or natural, doesn't make any difference. All these things add to our blood. They're called blood impurity. There's so many of them. We just lump them all together as blood impurity. We have to always be reducing our blood. Impurity. We have to always be reducing them. Because no one on planet Earth has clean blood. No one. Because of the things I just mentioned. So we have to ionize. We use subatomic particles to ionize the blood. It creates the thermal energy and the electrical energy to dissolve the blood impurity, liquefying them. And next, in time, to realign the genes with the DNA and also realign the DNA with the 3RNA. If this alignment does not occur, no disease would be cured. Brothers and sisters, no disease will be cured. And when the DNA is fragmented, here's another point you need to know about. When the DNA is fragmented, our cells are compelled to produce symptom and disease. They're compelled. They're under the law. Why? To get your attention. Because you've been taking things for granted, and you've been breaking the rules and breaking the laws. So now the symptom and disease are to get your attention. They're not meant to kill us, brothers and sisters. But if no one is teaching you what the symptoms mean, then this is what will happen. Because farther and farther we get away from normalcy, the more chronic the disease will become. All you have to do is pay attention to sick people around you and watch them for a while. You'll see what happens. Time and time again, the doctor is treating symptoms, not curing their disease. And that day will come when the doctor will say, we have done all we can do. Here's the number to hospice. And you know where you go when they give you that number. And you know why you go there. It's understood. Person don't even ask any question. It's absolutely amazing, brothers and sisters. Here's another thing. We are responsible for our health. We must take full responsibility. No one else is. No one else is going to. We all have a human body, and we're responsible for it. It's not the doctor's responsibility. It's not your parent's responsibility. It's not your husband's responsibility. It's not your wife's responsibility. We all have a human body, and we're accountable to it. That day will come when we'll be asked about how do we treat it. You can't come up with any excuse that I didn't know. You can't. So that day our account is coming. So let's prepare for it. Start learning the science. Because that's what it's all about. So symptometry is the healing science. It realigns the genes and the DNA, and the DNA and the 3RNA. This realignment allows ribosomal RNA to restore the person's health through granulation. And we'll talk more about that word. Granulation. It must happen. It must occur. If you block it from happening, then no disease will be cured. So symptometry allows the cells to produce the healing essential. There are essentials for healing. It don't just happen. because you block the essential from being produced. That's why you have the disease in the first place. You're blocking the essential from being produced. Those are the things that keep us on a paradigm of what's normal, brothers and sisters. Keeps us on a paradigm of what's normal. And when our cells are no longer able to produce the essential, brain essential, you heard about those. Body essential, you heard about those. And cell essential, those are the things that the cell must use to produce everything else, including enzyme. And when it cannot do that, they will send you a sign called symptom. If you don't do anything to correct the problem, then you get a disease. All you have to do is pay attention, brothers and sisters. Pay attention to your own body. This is what happens. You first got a symptom, it could have been 10 years ago, 20 years ago, but you did nothing about it. Then you go to the doctor and they say, okay, you got cancer. That's what happens. Then they give you something to treat the symptom. They don't give you something to cure the cancer. They're still saying they're researching the cure for cancer. That's what they tell you. We're still researching. We don't know what caused cancer, but they're lying. They want to give you the drugs. They want to give you the surgery. They want to give you the radiation. When they know that doesn't cure cancer, it treats the symptom, though. And the product that produced the cancer is still in your body. This is what we're saying. You have to go to the root cause. There's a cause for every effect and effect. Disease, something caused it. And sometimes you go to the cause of the disease. This is what we study at the American School of Symptomatry. What caused the disease? We don't care much about the disease. It doesn't matter what name they call it. We want to know what's causing it. Every disease has a product that produced it. Every disease has a product that produced it. That's not one exception. And this is what symptomatology study, what caused the disease. So fundamentally, symptomatology allows the cell to produce the healing essential by removing all of the antagonists from the cell and providing the resources and the nutrient that the cells need to do their job. Basically, this is what symptomatology is all about. So we have an excellent show outlined for you today. My partner that working with me today, Mrs. Rita Taylor, she's one of the students at the American School of Symptomatology. You've heard her before. She's in the master program at the American School of Symptomatology. And today she's going to be talking about lactic acid. Many of you don't know anything about lactic acid. This is the first major problem that mankind had on this planet, like the acid. And we still don't know much about it today. The first health problem that mankind had on this planet is like the acid. Like the acid dosage. So we're going to share some information and some solution about how do you remove these things. And there are other acids that our body will produce. Our body produce chemicals, our body produce acid, our body produce concretion, gallium deposit, cholesterol deposit, cysts, cancer, all these things our own body will produce, brothers and sisters. How? How does it do that? What's happening here? What's going on? So now you're going to learn about acids. Not only like the acid, you're going to learn about malic acid, formic acid, sulfuric acid, citric acid, tartaric acid, lysic acid, lithic acid. Our own body produces all of these things. This is why we said in the very beginning that the human body is high maintenance. If you don't remove these things or neutralize these things, well, you will have diseases and your body will be deteriorating. The joints become stiff. And you will lose your mobility. The human body is designed for mobility and you will lose it if you don't do the maintenance and repair work that need to be done every single day. We're bringing these things to your attention. You don't want to get to be 80, 70, 80, 90 years old, and you have a decrepit heart or decrepit lungs, and someone has to wheelchair you around everywhere you got to go. No, we want healthy longevity where we still can see and still can hear and still can taste and still on our own mobile power. I'm sure we all desire that. But if we don't learn a few things, we won't have that. Our body becomes paralyzed. We won't be able to hear. We lose our sight. No one wants to live like that when we have the the cure for all of that just by learning a few things and implementing some things, modifying our diet, modifying our lifestyle, enforce scientific cooking and eating and scientific living on this planet. That's what we have to do. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to take a short break. Then we're going to get started. Understand what our topic today. We're going to be talking about lactic acidosis and some of the other acids that's in the human body, as well as sharing more about the rules to health. There's health rules that many of us do not know anything about. So how are you going to play this game of health and stay healthy when you don't understand the rules? You don't even know the rules. So we're going to be sharing some rules to health, a number of them, and many of them we can share today with the time that we have, and we'll continue this. So please do not go anywhere. Maybe take the time to call a friend or relative or associate and ask them to join us on Optimal Health. Give them the number to call in or to go to am360.org, and they can hear us online. It would be excellent if you can take time to do just that. In the meantime, brother and sister, please do not go anywhere. We'll be right back. We'll take our PSA break. You're with Abdul Shahid and guests, and this is Optimal Health. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sabrita Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, invites you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for CARE on Air. That's the Council on American Islamic Relations. Our American Muslim 360 host is Edward Ahmed Mitchell, attorney and deputy director. Edward Ahmed Mitchell is an attorney and former journalist who serves as the deputy director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization in the United States. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Assalamu alaikum, host, your quality assurance team leader, Abdul Shahid, here to remind us that our quality assurance reports are due the third Sunday of each month. We're about to complete another fantastic month of broadcasting at AM 360. In our effort to continue to improve our platform, please complete and submit your personal quality assurance report by going to cwsc.us. Do a search in the search bar for SEO quality assurance review. Please read the instructions, then slow down to complete the review. Once completed, please click the submit button at the bottom left in red. And may we all have another successful month of broadcasting at AM 360. Thank you, Abdul Shahid, Quality Assurance Team Leader. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back, brothers and sisters, with Abdul Shahid, the host of Optimal Health, and guest, our guest today, Mrs. Rita Taylor, a certified cytometry health coach and a master's student at the American School of Cytometry. She's going to be talking about lactic acidosis. that probably that most of us have never heard about. But this is something that we need to begin to pay attention to, because as we age, oxidative stress is going to break down our collagenic fiber more and more. That's include our bone, our ligament, our tendon, and these things. And we'll be paralyzed if we don't know how to maintain and repair our body. Our body is high maintenance. It requires maintenance and repair around the clock. That's why you listen to this program, so you can be informed and get the information that you need to become optimally healthy in order for us to cure every disease, repair our DNA, so the DNA will receive the blueprint from the genes, so all of our cells will be able to produce. The brain is central, body is central, and the cell is central that require us to be on a paradigm of what's normal. So, Mrs. Rita?
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
We're
going to
turn it over to you.
Okay. I'm delighted to share with you about lactic acid. And, you know, I'm going to break it down because all of us do have lactic acid in our bodies. What is lactic acid? You say, Miss Rita, what is lactic acid? Let me bring it home to you. Do you eat every day? Yes, we do. Do you drink water every day? Yes, we do. Do you do physical activities like running, jogging, you know, playing basketball? Yes, you do. Do you have emotions? Did you just lose a loved one? Did you just lost your luggage at the airport? These are all things that build up lactic acid in our bodies. So all of us do have it in our bodies, and we need to do something about it. So I'm going to share with you some of the sources of lactic acid so that you know when you're eating these things, remember that it is your responsibility to reduce those items into your body. First of all, if you drink milk, butter, cheese, ice cream, they all have lactic acid in them. And if you do not ionize it, and every time it's going to build up for you, it's going to build up in your body. Okay, do you run? I'm a runner. Before I came to centometry, I did not know that my running was creating lactic acid in my body until I came to centometry, and Dr. Nasser said, you need to take something to remove this lactic acid. And we're going to talk about it. It's called A16B. So if you're a runner, if you're anything else, you are building lactic acid in your body. Okay? So these are the things. Emotions. We talk about emotions. You know what? If you lose a loved one, I just lost my husband, and believe me, I had lactic acid build up. I have to get particulate in order for me to reduce that lactic acid in my body, because, you know, when you lose a loved one, your emotion goes high. And if you're going through that right now, you're building lactic acid in your body. Do you have stress? Who doesn't have stress? We all have stress in our job, in our relationships, in everything we do. The loss of a husband, the loss of a child, funeral preparation, somebody just killed your brother or sister. That is stress. And that stress builds up lactic acid. Do you drink soda? Oh, who doesn't drink soda? Some people drink 3 or 4 cans a day. That soda has citric acid, it has phosphoric acid, and that builds up lactic acid. So you said, Ms. Rita, what can I do? I have this. I drink soda every day. My advice to you is start cutting it down. Start cutting it down because soda is not good for you. You need to be drinking water, and you can transition from soda. I used to be the same way. I used to drink 3 or 4 sodas a day.
now I'm drinking water because I found that my body feels better without the soda. So you're going to say, Miss Rita, what can we do? What can we do to remove it? If you do not remove that lactic acid, it's going to catch up with you along the way. And then you're going to have issues, and then you don't know what happened because you went through the stress level, you're drinking sodas, you're doing all the stuff that you didn't take care of. But remember, health, it's an individual journey. So when you whatever you do, it is not your mama's fault. It is not your daddy's fault. It's not your husband's fault. It is your fault. You are responsible for your health. So if you drink 4 or 5 sodas a day, that is not the doctor's fault. It is your fault. So you need to cut it down. So what I'm going to share with you is everything should be done in moderation. Everything should be done in moderation. The food you eat, the water you drink, I recommend electrolyte water because it has electricity in it to help with your body. Since we move, we need the blood in our body should be moving about 185,000 miles per second, the speed of light. So you want the blood in your body to be moving quicker. So what do you do if you have it? You do have Brother Saheed. He's a health coach. And there is a formula that we call ACCB that can help you with for you to be able to reduce some of your lactic acid. So you're going to say, Ms. Rita, what should I do? Again, I want you to know that since we all have a built-in lactic acid in our body, reduce it and try to come to symptometry because we will help you reduce that lactic acid. And if you don't reduce it, it's going to catch up with you in the future. Because you know what? Your arteries, your veins are going to break down. And when they break down, that's when you have all these diseases and all the stuff that you have that the doctor can cure. We want you to continue to reduce that lactic acid, to rebuild your veins, rebuild your arteries, because those are the pillars of, you know, in your heart and everything else. So far I'm concerned, you have the know-all to be able to reduce this lactic acid in our body by eating less of the food that I talked about, the milk products, the soda. If you're exercising, you need to make sure that you do have something to reduce the excess lactic acid because once you exercise, you're building excess lactic acid in your body. It doesn't go anywhere. It is in your body. And when you start getting symptoms and you say, oh, what happened? Well, remember maybe 20 years ago when you were an athlete, you were running and all this stuff, and you did nothing? It's in your body, and you need to remove this lactic acid for you to be healthy. So, Brother Saheed, if you want to add more things to it, I'd be happy to let you do it.
Okay. We can share a few other things about the danger of lactic acid. What does it do? And how does it affect a person? We just share a few things about that. We certainly appreciate what you shared, Mrs. Rita. It was excellent, excellent. What we're trying to do is bring these things attention to our listener, because many people are misinformed that all you have to do to be healthy is just eat some healthy food, and that we don't know what that is, healthy food. You know, what is healthy food? People are trying to eat healthy food. They're trying to eat healthy, but they don't have nobody to work with them. So eating healthy food, drinking healthy water, and drinking healthy beverages, that's problematic for most people. So we're bringing these things to our listener attention, that there are things that we have to do, intentionally do. We have to remove lactic acid from our system because it will destroy our body electrical pathway, our nutrient pathway, and our biochemical pathway. If these pathways are collapsed and they are destroyed, how are you going to nourish yourself? You're not going to be able to do it. All of the nutrient that we consume, all the food we turn into nutrient and consume, it goes into our cell through pathway. Every nutrient has its own pathway into the cell. If those pathways are destroyed or collapse, for whatever reason, your cell going to be impoverished. How can they keep you healthy when they have no energy and they are impoverished? Have you ever heard of brain cells? If those brain cells become impoverished, how is the person going to be mentally aware and emotionally stable? They won't be. They'll be mentally ill. And that is what's happening today. Many people we encounter in the community, on the street, at the grocery store, at the service station, at the convenience store, these people have many mental issues, and we know they do. These are for the reason what we've been talking about on this program called Optimal Health. So like the excess lactic acid has to be removed, has to be neutralized. And that's why we're talking about it, because if you destroy your pathway, your nutrient pathway, your electrical pathway, and your biochemical pathway, you're going to activate diseases. And next, if you don't remove or neutralize the excess lactic acid, you're going to immobilize your 8 muscle protein. There's muscle protein, 8 of them. This is what make our veins, arteries, and capillaries, and arteries flexible. They must maintain their flexibility in order to help our heart to control blood pressure. If blood pressure is not normal, many cells will not receive the nutrient because the blood must move at the speed of light. Mrs. Rita already just shared that information, how fast the blood must circulate, must move, in order for the cell to be nourished with the nutrient that we're eating from the food. All these things are connected, and they must work smoothly and sufficient together. So if we immobilize the 8 muscle protein, you'll have a lot of cramping and muscle spasms, and you won't know what's causing it. You go to the doctor and complain, he'll give you a drug, but he won't tell you what's happening. He won't even mention excess lactic acid in your system. So we're making it impossible for muscle protein to function properly. So in the future, you'll lose your mobility. You become paralyzed. And you can't forget that your heart is all muscle. It needs the muscle protein in order to be strong. Many people, as they age, they have a weak heart. And the weak heart will lead to congested heart failure because your doctor do not know what to do to strengthen your heart. Drugs won't work. They don't do it. These things we have to know. Why go to a plumber when you need an electrician? This is what's been going on. You want to heal the body, but you go to a medical doctor. They treat symptoms. They don't heal anything. You have to know this. There's a science to healing, and it's called symptometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells and repair the DNA. Just because you haven't heard it from anyone else doesn't make it not to be a fact. That's a fact of life if you want to remove your disease. So there's other restriction. If you restrict the movement of these neurotransmitters, you will always be in pain, constant pain, because the lactic acid will restrict the movement of these neurotransmitters. Substance P, encapsulating, endorphin. If they're not circulating everywhere, you will have pain where they're not circulating, where they're restricted, because the lactic acid will be blocking them. You'll be in pain. And then, of course, you're going to go to the doctor. The doctor, I'm always in pain. You know what he's going to do. He's going to write you a prescription. First thing he's going to do, he's going to write you a prescription, even though he didn't even examine you. He didn't even question you. He didn't ask what you was eating. Do you exercise quite a bit? Do you have to walk upstairs 3 or 4, 5 times a day? He didn't ask you any of those questions. This is called lifestyle. Lifestyle also produces diseases in us. That's why we have to modify it. We have to modify our diet, modify our lifestyle, and get back to normalcy. That's another one. If we displace amino acid called glycine, our nerve will not function properly. They won't function properly. And we can know, we all know what can happen if our nerves don't function properly. Of course, our body becomes stiff. Our body can jerk on its own. And we've seen people, the face jerk, the hand jerk. This is called Parkinson's disease. And this is what will start to happen if you don't remove excess lactic acid. You have tingling, uncontrolled movement of the fingers, the legs, and your hands, and on and on and on. So we're just sharing some of the things with you that excess lactic acid will cause to happen in the body. The danger of many cells, the membrane of the cell, will begin to produce growth factor. You know, growth factor means food. We already made out of protein. That's food for something. And then if we have growth factors also in us, it'd be growth factor for what? Microbes in the form of bacteria, in the form of viruses. Many of us are prone to these different things, these different infections. Why? Because we have growth factor in us that attract the microbes. And they're going to be feeding on us. Many microbes causes fever and and infection. That's always a cause. If a person have a fever, there's something causing it. Most time, it's a microbe, a virus, a bacteria, a fungus, a mold, parasites, worms, protozoa, and all kinds of worms, pinworms, roundworms, fluke worms, tapeworm. We heard all these things, and they're being many, many people because they have the growth factors. They didn't remove excess lactic acid. Now they have stuff surrounding the cell membrane. These will be big-time problems for us. This is why we're sharing this information. And the excess lactic acid will also speed up the repair, will speed up wear and tear on your cartilage, on your tendon, your ligament. This is what makes athletes prone to injury. No one told them they should neutralize the excess lactic acid from their body, from their system, from their joints. So you have athletes that's always injured. Soon as they get back on the field, on the court, they're injured again. It is because of excess lactic acid. Need to be neutralized or removed. So these are some things. And if you don't remove the excess lactic acid from the myelin sheet, the nerves, the covering that cover our nerve, well, you're going to be in constant pain. And there are people that are always in pain. They got to have those drugs called, what they call them, opioids for pain.
Mm-hmm.
They become
mm-hmm.
addicted on them. And these things are
mm-hmm.
very dangerous. You don't want to take that. Those things are very dangerous, and they're very addicted. We have pain mitigators inside of us already. The Almighty didn't leave out anything. What we do,
mm-hmm.
we end up blocking their production. So if you don't remove excess lactic acid, then you won't have the pain mitigator. We just named three of them, Supsin P, encapsuline, endorphin, the best pain reliever in the world, in the universe, matter of fact. You don't have to pay any money for them. You just have to take care of yourself and repair the DNA and remove some of these concretion and acids from the body. This is maintenance, repair and maintenance around the clock. This is what our body requires. So you have anything else you'd like to share about lactic acid, Ms. Rita? And then
yes.
I mentioned earlier,
yes.
too, about the other acid that formula A16B also take care and neutralize. Not only the lactic acid, so you care to name a few of the other acids that will build up in our body if we don't remove them?
And one thing that I like to share before going is, you know, just because you're older doesn't mean that you have to have pain. Just because you're older
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean that you have to be on a walker. That lactic acid has been building in your body for so long that it hasn't been
mm-hmm.
neutralized. And because of that, you get to an age of 60 or 65 or whatever, then you're in pain. And when you go to the doctor, they'll give you a pill. And how many times has the pill worked? It doesn't, because the actual problem that you have not been removed.
And until that lactic acid in your body is removed, you're going to have pain. I see a lot of people having knee surgeries, hip surgeries, this surgery, all these surgeries. If the doctors have asked some questions and know that you have a built-up of lactic acid that you started years ago, we all have lactic acid. But if it's not neutralized, it's going to cause some problems as you get older. So it is something that we need to bear in mind and make sure that the pills will not make a difference. Removing it, going to the source of the problem, will help you as you age. And this lactic acid, it doesn't matter how old you are. If you're an athlete at the age of 10, 18, or whatever you are, you're building the lactic acid in your body as you grow. And if you don't do anything about it, by the time you hit, you know, later on, it's going to catch up with you. Because it doesn't show itself until it definitely gets to a saturating point. And then you can walk. And then you have to be in a wheelchair. All I'm saying is that there's a solution that can help you along the way. The healing signs that we're talking about, we have the ACCV that we provide for people to remove the lactic acid. We also have particulate that will build the wall that you destroy in the process so that you'll be able to get healthy again. Again, everything we have can be cured, but you have to be given the right particulate to do it. The doctors are not going to cure you. They'll give you the pills every day. You continue to take them. Nothing happens. So I implore you to check symptometry out. It is a healing science. And it's a science that helps you live better, longer, you know, without pain. If you don't want pain, we have the solution for you. And again, before I say anything, moderate your diet. Cook your food well. The meat that you buy from the grocery store, how long do you cook it before you eat it? You just cook it for an hour and eat it? You haven't done anything. First of all, we need to break the amino acid and anything, all the things that are in it, so that when you eat it, it's good meat for you. Again, we recommend that you, when you bring the meat home, you wash your hands, take all the fat out of the meat. Boil it for an hour, and then after that, you take it out, you season it with the right seasoning and oil and all this stuff, and put in the crock pot for 11 hours. And why do we say that you do that? Because it releases the amino acids in the meat, and also it breaks down any poisons or anything that is in the meat that was added before you bought it, so that when you eat it, it is good meat for you. Again, it is what we do to our food that will help us live longer. Again, it's called scientific cooking. The other thing is greens, the vegetables. How do you cook them? Do you just bring them home and just start biting them on them? Or do you bring them home and clean it up with saline solution? You know, we all like collard greens, mustard greens, and all the greens. It has to be cooked properly because the ammonia, you have ammonia in the meat that you don't need in yourself. It's poison. Again, we recommend that when you bring them in, you wash them. You put in saline solution for 8 minutes, again, to remove any virus, any process, anything that is on that vegetable. Because you know what? That plant has to protect itself from the wild. So it has a lot of things on it that you don't know. So when you bring it home, your job is to make sure that you reduce any poison that the plant has so that you don't put it in your body. And so that's why we're asking you to put in saline solution and boil it. And when you do boil it for an hour or so, without the cover, because it has the phytol, it has ammonia. Your body do not need these things. And then after an hour, you can cover it up and cook for the next hour and a half or so. Remove that ammonia in all greens, phytol in all greens. Don't just eat them. When you bring the fruit at home, do you just bite them? You know what is in the middle of that apple that you bought? You need to wash that apple. Again, in saline solution, again, to reduce anything that is on it so that you don't eat it, because apples have malic acid in them. And so you need to do something. So everything depends on us, though. And because it's your body, you have to treat it with love. Everything that goes into your body needs to be treated with love. And when you do, you become healthier, because what is going into your body is healthier for you. So you don't get sick. You don't get the bleeding noses. You don't get the diarrhea. You don't get all the pains that associate with what you put in your body, so that you can live healthily. So these are some of my suggestions that I've been doing. When I came to the commentary, I wasn't doing any of those. I wasn't doing any of those. Now that I've learned, I'm doing them daily. I'm doing them daily, and it helps me. Okay? We also have, you know, ginger beverages. It is good for you to be able to drink these daily. So these are the kind of things I suggest that you incorporate into your diet. And the water, clean the water. Buy some electrolyte water, because it's filled with electricity. You need electric things in your body for your blood to move quickly. Stay away from ice. It makes your blood slow down. It slows down your blood. Stay away from anything cold. Drink room temperature water. So these are some of the things I'd like to share with you, Brother Sahib.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. We certainly appreciate it, Mrs. Rita, for sharing with us today. And I hope our listener was able to tune in and gather all the information. Hopefully they took notes so they can begin to modify their diet, modify their lifestyle, and begin to implement some of the tips that we said. These are health tips, optimal health tips. So I hope they were paying attention. I know I was. So this is what we have to do. We are responsible for our own selves. Nobody is going to take care of us. If we have a disease, nobody's going to cure it for us. Health starts in the mind first, brother and sister. Health starts in our mind. And also diseases starts in our mind. Our mind and our body will do whatever we want them to do. If we make mistakes and don't correct them, then they'll produce symptoms and disease. If we correct our mistakes and get back to normalcy, they will cure all of our diseases. This is how it works. And we come to some time to repair our DNA, so the gene will release the blueprint, the set of instructions for all of the cells to do the job of keeping us healthy. This is basically how it's done. No other therapeutic talks about repairing the DNA. No other therapeutic talk about the cell, removing the hindrance from the cell. No other therapeutic talk about removing blood impurities. None. If you don't do these things, your disease is going to become more and more chronic. Now we're talking about, bring it to your attention, excess lactic acid. Lactic acid dosage. That's what it's called, lactic acid dosage. And we all know, since listening to Optimal Health, that acid, over-acidification causes your enzyme to be denatured. Over-alkalized causes the enzyme to be denatured. And that denatured means they'll be made worthless. So you have digestive enzyme, you'll be producing, but they won't work. You have ancillary enzyme that will be produced, but they won't be working for you, because they'll be made worthless from the over acid, from too much acid, and for too much alkalinity. We have to stay within the rules, brother and sister. We have to stay within the rule. So Mrs. Rita mentioned the molecule called formula A16B to neutralize excess lactic acid. Not only does it neutralize excess lactic acid, it also neutralizes formic acid, malic acid, phosphorus acid, citric acid, sulfuric acid, butyric acid. All these things we find in our circulatory system that we circulate in our blood. So now you have an excellent reverse technique to reverse things. And if you drink sodas, carbonic acid, carbonated water, all these things produce more carbon dioxide in our blood called carbonic acid. Our body produces all of these things. If you give our body garbage, it'll produce garbage. That's what would be the byproduct, garbage, more garbage. Are you removing the garbage that your body is producing? No, you're not. You don't know how to do it. That's why we're explaining how to do it. We use this molecule to remove these things so our body can work efficiently again, be back to normalcy. These things have to be done. Otherwise, you're going to have chronic fatigue. You'll be exhausted. And you go to the doctor, he's going to give you a drug. You already know. You're not going to try to question. You'll find out what's going on, what you've been eating, what you've been doing. You're not going to mention anything about yourself, not one thing. You don't remove excess lactic acid, you have mucus in your throat, mucus in the eye, mucus in your stool. You won't know where this mucus is coming from. Then you have aches and pain. Then you'll be getting the flu all the time, influenza. Every season coming around, the season change, you have the flu. Because these things become growth factors. The lactic acid will become a growth factor for microbes to feed on you. We're just sharing the scientific information. There are people who have fibromyalgia, and they don't know what's causing it. Excess lactic acid not being neutralized. That's where it starts. And many, many more diseases that can be curable, that are curable. Here I just suffer like this. We don't have to do it, none of us. Because now we have the science, now we have the knowledge. You just have to believe it, I guess, because it's the fact of life. I guess you should have to believe it. But then again, each person are responsible for their own health. We know how to cure diseases, but each person that have a disease must do what they need to do to reverse it. Even though all diseases are curable, it's up to the person that has the disease will determine whether their disease be cured or incurable, the person who has it. Because if you don't have a mindset change and look at things differently, well, you won't be able to reverse your condition. That's why we're stuck where we are. First, we have to have a mindset change. We have to change our mind about things. Mrs. Reed, I'm going to give you the final word. If I know you're going to have to make your exit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one thing I want to share with you before you leave is that when you go to the doctor, they are not responsible for your health. As well as you're going to talk to the doctor as a neighbor, he's not there for your health. You are responsible for your health. So when you go in there, you need to be in charge and say, this is what is wrong with me. And ask the doctor, what are you going to do about it? One thing I can assure you is that they will write you a prescription. And mm-hmm. said, we'll try it. But after you taking that prescription, do you see any change in the symptoms? And the symptoms that you have, your cell is telling you that you have a problem. And it's giving you the alarm bell that fix it now. Fix it now. The prescription they're giving you is just going to cover it up for a month or two. The actual problem has not been touched. And until you get to the bottom of the problem, that problem that you have, that you went to the doctor, is going to be with you for all your life because it's not fixed. It's not fixed. So please, you are in charge of your health. And when you go to the doctor, you are in charge. And if you're in charge, make sure you modify your diet. Make sure you drink the right water. Make sure you cut down on the sodas. Make sure that you eat well and balance the five food groups. Make sure you stop all these snacks that have nothing but sugar and fat that doesn't do anything to your heart and your cells.
make sure you do all that. And if you do, then your cells are going to be happy and you're not going to get sick and you don't need to see the doctor because the doctors are not going to cure you. They're going to give you something to cover it up for a year and then it will come back again. That's what I want to leave with you, Brother Saheed. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Well, like I said, we certainly appreciate you sharing your time with us and all the tips, the health tips, and speaking about lactic acid doses. So hopefully our listeners and I have a better idea when they exercise, when they move their muscle, a byproduct from muscle activity is lactic acid. And that's what builds up. If we don't remove it, it's going to always be building up. And people have knee replacement, hip replacement, all these different things. That's why they do. So we certainly appreciate our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor, for sharing with us today. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about some rules to help before we open the line for any questions. We hope you call someone while we take our break and ask them to join us. Because we have a lot more information to share, a lot more information to share. So please, brother and sister, do not go anywhere at all. Just call someone and ask them to join us on Optimal Health. Give them the number so they can call in. We have an hour to go, one more hour to go, and we're going to be sharing some excellent scientific, verifiable scientific information that can improve our health and put us back on the paradigm of what's normal, back on the fitra. And this is what we have to do. So, brother and sister, you're with Abdul Shaheed, and this is Optimal Health. Please do not go anywhere. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Brother and sister, connect with us at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share a comment at info@cwsc.us. Tweet us at CWSure. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit our parent corporation community-wide Shura conference at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. You're listening to AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. Welcome back, brother and sister. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optimal Health, and also your certified centimetry health court, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell, the healing science that repairs the DNA so that the gene will release the blueprint, the set of instructions to the ribosomal RNA through the messenger RNA and transfer RNA. It is the ribosomal RNA that produce and do almost all of the work to produce our brain essential, our cell essential, and our body essential. These are the things that keep us on a paradigm of what's normal, putting things back to normalcy, reversing our diseases, getting back to normalcy is very important. If we don't do it, then our disease become more and more chronic until our life is at stake. The symptom and the disease are not meant to kill us. They for us to put things back to normalcy. I hope we understand. We're doing our best to make these connections, brothers and sisters, and share them with you, all of us. So people continue to repeat the mistakes of their parents. We continue to repeat the mistakes of our teachers, the mistakes of our grandparents and our ancestors. Well, life is about correcting mistakes. So we're repeating the mistake, that would be wrong. Life is about correcting mistakes. That is the purpose of life, you know? So we can inch closer and closer to perfection, and so we can do better, improve, not be stuck where we are, but to improve the life. This is what we all have to do. So there are rules to health, and we're going to share some rules to health, and I hope you're taking notes or come back and listen to the recording, because these are very, very important. Number one, it is our personal responsibility to protect our DNA. Why do we have to protect the DNA? Because there are many DNA saboteurs that will sabotage your DNA. And if your DNA is broken or in disrepair, your cells are compelled to produce symptoms and disease to get your attention so you can repair it. And only symptomology is the therapeutic that repairs the DNA. You hear no other therapeutic talking about repairing the DNA. I just pause for a moment so you can think. If the DNA is not repaired, the disease would not be cured. You would have disease on top of disease. I'm sharing the absolute truth with us, brothers and sisters. You might not want to hear it, but I have to tell the truth on what I have learned being a student of symptometry for 10 years now. This is not just guessing. So that's why we have this program, to share the information, to share the knowledge so we can do better. We must protect our DNA, and we must protect our cells. Our body composed 75 to 100 trillion cells. Each one of them have a nucleus. Inside the nucleus, you'll find the DNA, the genes, the chromosome, and chromatin. Google it. If you don't believe what I'm saying, Google it. Google it, brother and sister. Outside the nucleus, you'll find these cellular organelles. You'll find them. The mitochondria, what does it do? That is our energy house, to produce energy for us. The human being is energy dependent. We must always be producing the energy that we're using. If we don't do that, brother and sister, we will have an energy deficit, which would lead to an enzyme deficit, which would lead to energy deficit, which would lead to criminality and bad decision. I just gave you the formula how we get to making bad decisions and criminality. We're producing our own criminal in the community because they're eating all kind of garbage. And nobody removing any of these concretion and acid that we've been talking about. No one. And these things are compromising our brain cells. And we can't produce neurons. No one is teaching us how to produce one neuron by the billions every single day. Sometimes you know how to do it. So we can become smarter and pay attention, be alert, and use our intuition for helping to make our decision. Not only our intellect, but our intuition as well. That is our protection, our intellect and our intuition. Brother and sister, if we don't do these things, no one else will. Who's going to teach our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren? Who's going to correct their behavior? Who's going to correct their diet? Who's going to do it in the state that the world is in today? Who's going to do it for them? We have to learn this, brother and sister. We have to implement it in our life, and they have to see us doing this. They have to see our health improving, getting better. They have to see us thinking better, making better decisions, better choices, correcting our parent mistakes and our grandparent mistakes, and they'll see us doing this. That's what health is all about, brother and sister. So we can do better, make better decisions, change our lifestyle, modify our diet, and obey the health rules and the laws of physics so we can improve our life and set the tone. So that's the first health rule, is to become first responsible for our DNA and responsible for ourselves and enhance their integrity and well-being. Number one rule, first one. Without that, if you don't protect the DNA, you have diseases, pure and simple. No doubt. There's no doubt here we're speaking about. Number two, we must help ourselves to produce food enzyme and ancillary enzyme. It takes food enzyme to digest our food. Many of us do not have the enzyme to digest what we're eating. Food is a large, complex molecule. It must be broken down into ions of nutrients, atoms again. We come from atoms, and this is a sign. And we're going back to atoms. We will make our transition. I'm just telling you the truth, the facts of the matter. We come from atoms, and we're going to transcend back to atoms. When we share this physical body, in order to be here on earth, we got work to do. We got things we want to take care of. We have to have a body. Otherwise, we make our transition. So if we don't take care of it, we won't have it. So it's energy dependent. And we must be able to produce enzyme. And we must understand how the cells work. You can Google this information I'm sharing with you. Google the cells and the cellular organelle. You'll see the mitochondria at work producing energy for us. We have to always produce the energy that we're using, because if we run out of energy, that would be our date of death. That's when we expire. Take energy for your heart to beat, for your brain to work, for your lung to exhale and inhale. To open your eyes, to close the eyes, take energy. This is how our body functions, force and energy. That's physics. That's why we must have a working understanding of physics. When we violate the laws of physics, our body will warn us, give us signs and cause symptoms, letting us know that we're veering off the paradigm of what's normal. It is the almighty source creator that created the fitra, the physics, to govern the universe, including humans who think they're in charge of something. The laws govern us. And when we're in violation, we're punished with a disease. How else can you conclude it? So we must protect ourselves so they can produce food enzyme and ancillary enzyme, and these enzymes must not be denatured. How do you denature enzyme? By drinking alcohol, by consuming acidic fruits and beverages. Too alkaline water, drinking high alkaline water with denatured enzyme. Not removing poison and toxic metal, all these things with denatured enzyme. You have toxic metal in the air, in the water, in the food. How do we know it's in the food? Sometimes we have done chromatography research with a chromatography machine and saw these things, saw their signature, the chemical structure of these things in them, in the food, in the water, in the air we breathe. That's how we know they exist. We have a microscope that can magnify things 50 million times. 50 million times. So what we're saying, what's happening in the cell, all you got to do is have a healthy cell and a sick cell and put them side by side, and you can see what's going on or what's not going on. We can see it now today with a telescope that magnifies things up to 50 million times. And we don't have to magnify that many times to see it. 3 million times would do it. So we're not guessing here, brothers and sisters. This is verifiable science. And we've been blessed with it. When I say we, all of us, we're not holding anything back. And more of us must learn this. More of us. Then we all could be living in a disease-free body, enhancing our brain function, enhancing our intuition. This is how it's done. There's no spookiness. This is real, and this is how it's done. Who's up for the challenge to implement the health rules in their life? Let's continue. Number three, we must maintain flexibility in our joints and in our arteries. The fibroblasts must keep producing elastin. That's a muscle protein, elastin for flexibility. We said that earlier when we were talking about lactic acid. Lactic acid will make your veins and capillary and artery stiff. And they will not be able to participate in the regulation of the blood pressure, which means many cells will not be nourished. In order for the cell to be nourished, you must have normal blood pressure. The speed of the blood must be at the speed of light in order for the cell to be nourished by what's in the blood. It is the nutrients circulating in the blood. And other resources are all circulating in the blood. And the blood must circulate with speed in order for the cell to be nourished. In order to produce our brain essential, body essential, and cell essential, those are the things that keep us on a paradigm of what's normal. We must learn certain artery exercise to help maintain and enhance their elasticity and flexibility, because that is our infrastructure. This is what the blood must travel through. The infrastructure must be strong and resilient. Can't be weak because the blood vessel is under pressure. If there's weakness, you have an aneurysm. Well, you have blood in the tissue and not in the cell. You'll be spitting blood, coughing blood, blood in urine, and other places. When the veins and capillary are compromised, this is what happens. They must be strong and resilient, elastic and flexible. Number four. Convalescent must be done. Speed-enhancing product. That means when you're recovering from a sickness, you must use speed-enhancing product. What are those? They're called particulates, brothers and sisters. The disease must be cured, not just treated. Otherwise, you'll be padding disease on top of disease on top of disease as you age, and that is not a good idea. You must eliminate the disease with speed-enhancing product in order to recover, fully recover. Number five, the body must be sufficient, must receive sufficient rest every day. The body must have sufficient rest every day. 5 to 6 hours of uninterrupted sleep, brothers and sisters. That means you're not dreaming it and you're not having nightmares. That would be interrupted sleep. And you're not getting up 4 or 5 times a night going to the bathroom because you have prostate issues. Talking about the brothers now. No, that would be interrupted sleep. You need 5 to 6 hours of uninterrupted sleep, sound sleep, so the body can repair and rejuvenate itself. This is when it's done, while you're sleeping. So when you're sleeping, you're not eating. So the body nine can focus on repair and maintenance. That's why we sleep at night, brothers and sisters, so the body can maintain and repair itself. But you have to be given the right raw material. You have to be eating right food. That's why we call it scientific eating. You can't repair itself with garbage. It must have specific nutrients, specific resources. That's what's required for it to repair itself. And there must not be any hindrance to the cells as they make their repair. So sufficient rest is very important. And then we mentioned no dreams and no nightmare. Number six, the digestive health is crucial to mental health. If you have a digestive problem, you're going to have a mental problem. How do we know? Because certain food must be eaten, and that food must be broken down in order to have the raw material for the brain to produce brain eccentric. For example, I'm going to give us a good example. You must eat the food source of phenylalanine. That's meat, flesh. And our liver will take phenylalanine and transfer it into tyrosine, an amino acid. Our brain will take the amino acid and transfer it into acetylcholine, serotonin, norepinephrine, and other neurotransmitter. Without neurotransmitter, we have many, many mental issues. Many mental issues. All mental issues are curable. All of them, brother and sister. I don't care what name they give it. It is curable. All emotional issues are curable. All of them. I don't care what name they call it. Bipolar, tripolar, doesn't make any difference. Split personality, dual personality, don't make no difference. They're all curable. But we must produce the neurotransmitter, we must produce neurons, and we must remove fibrillary plaque from the brain in order to do it. And sometimes we have the expertise to do it. Can you imagine curing the world of mental illness? That would be about 40% of the people that's locked up in jail, because most of those people are mentally ill and shouldn't be there in the first place. But since the society has no place to put them, now you have the jail filled up with them. And they're going to keep doing that until we do something about it, brothers and sisters. Absolutely incredible. So digestive health is very important. It's crucial to mental health, and mental health is crucial to the total body health, because mental health comes to help us to make decisions, excellent decisions, the right decision. And that's what life is all about, making decisions. And there are consequences for everyone that we make. Good decision, good consequences. Bad decision, bad consequences. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. So the better shape that our brain is in, the better decision we can make. This is no accident, brothers and sisters. This is intentional. We have to have the intent to cure our disease, and we'll get the help that we need to do it. And we'll get the dedication and the determination we need to also do it. But it starts with an intent, a decision. And each one of us has to make that decision. That's what health is all about. Number seven, we're going to do two more. Then we'll open the line for questions. Number seven, the DNA is central to our health on this planet. You should know that by now, as often we've been talking about the DNA. There are two nucleotides that make up the human being. Two nucleotides that make up the human being. Two of them. They're called DNA and RNA. DNA, RNA. And they came right out of the earth. That is a connection, brothers and sisters. So DNA is central to our health on this planet. If it is damaged and is not repaired, the gene will never release the blueprint, the set of instructions to be passed on to the cells. That means our cell will not be able to produce brain, body, and cell essential to keep us on the paradigm of what's normal. We'll activate diseases, and they'll become more and more chronic, and further we get away from normalcy. Believe that or not, doesn't make any difference. That is a fact of this life, this creation on this planet. That's a fact of life for the human. Therefore, a disease occurs for this reason, because the DNA has not been repaired, and without the blueprint from the genes, it will never be repaired. It will never be cured, the disease. The genes go through the DNA in order for the ribosomal RNA to produce the essential that is needed to cure the mental disease, the emotional disease, the skin disease, the lung disease, the spleen disease, the pancreas disease, the tongue disease, the gum disease. Doesn't make any difference. That's how you repair or cure every disease in the human body, by repairing the DNA, and the gene will release a set of instructions. So the DNA will be able to pass it on to the messenger RNA, and the messenger RNA transfer it to the transfer RNA, and the transfer RNA transfer it to the ribosomal RNA that does all of the work to produce the brain essential, body essential, and cell essential. You know something now that most of the people in the whole world do not have a clue. Now you know it, how to cure every disease. No disease is a mystery anymore, because we now have symptomatry, and we just broken the code on it. I know that might be hard for you to believe, but that is the case. And history will prove it. History will prove it. Number eight, we should not allow squatters and opportunists to be in our body. What are squatters? All those microbes I named earlier, those things you cannot see with your physical eyes, but they exist everywhere. They're bacteria, they're viruses, they're fungus, they're mold, they're yeast, they're protozoa, they're worm, they're parasites. All these things, brothers and sisters, they are everywhere. They make life favorable so plants can grow here. Food. They make life favorable so humans can live here. The air, so we'll be able to breathe. And these things were here billions of years before we got here. And they're not going anywhere. We have to learn how to live with them. And there are rules to live with them. And we don't need a drug or a vaccine to live with them. The Almighty did not leave out anything. We just have to apply the rules to health and understand the laws of physics and understand the natural laws, all these things that symptomatology just teaches and that we're sharing on this program called Optimal Health. If we have growth factors, these squatters are coming for us. We already made a protein. Protein is collagen. Collagen is protein. Protein is food. It's one of the food groups, brothers and sisters. So if we don't keep our collagenic fiber strong and vibrant, there'll be growth factors in our body. And these microbes will be attracted to it. That's how we get them. That's how we get viruses. We have the growth factor for the virus. You can't blame the virus. You blame the human for having growth factor inside of him, the food that it's looking for. If we maintain our health, we won't have these growth factors everywhere, advertising that we have free food. This is how it is, brothers and sisters. and many booger traps on planet Earth. And we're sharing with you how to navigate these booger traps. Keep maintaining the normalcy. Keep the normalcy. Keep obeying the rules, the laws, the natural laws, physics, all these things. That's what we have to do. So we're going to leave it at that for this time. We got down to number 8, and there's a number more to go. And we have the natural law we'll be talking about. We'll be talking about the law of intuition that also protects us as a human being on this planet. We'll be talking about the pH rule. We'll be talking about the iron rule. We'll be talking about the laws of physics, Newton's laws of motion. And there are healing rules. Healing rules. Rules to heal. Like I said earlier, symptomology is the science of healing. No one else has these rules to share with you so you can be in compliance. No one else has this. And we're sharing this information every week on AM360 on Optimal Health. Every week. The speed rule, how everything must move under our skin with speed, at the speed of light, reflexes, blood circulation, brain is central, body is central, being produced at the speed of light, enzyme being produced at the speed of light. If anything interrupts that, then we're going to have a symptom. If we keep doing it, keep allowing it to take place, then we will have a disease. That's how it is, brothers and sisters. We are human. That's who we are. Humans are high-maintenance, carbon-based, biological existence. And our activity is fueled by energy. Fueled by energy. If something is depleting our energy, it literally is taking our life, brother and sister, because that's what we are. We are energy housed in a physical body. The soul, the spirit, the personality, you can call it all those things. It doesn't matter, but it's energy. And we are energy dependent. Our 11th system must have energy to work. The human body composed of 11 systems, energy powered system. These systems face so many challenges that they require care and maintenance around the clock. That's what we've been talking about, the care and the maintenance around the clock. Nobody told us that's what we had to do. That was our responsibility to take care of this body so we would have the life on this planet to do what we've been sent here to do. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to be open our line. If anyone have a question or a comment to make, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic. Press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic. Anyone have a question at all? Just press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic. In the meantime, we're going to take a short break, brothers and sisters. Please do not go anywhere at all. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optimal Health, your certified symptometry health coach. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al-Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. No, you won't. Because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, with Abdul Shahid, your host of Optima Health, and also your certified cytometry health coach. If anyone have any question or comment, please press 1 on your phone. I know all the things that we have said thus far, someone got to have a question. Someone got to have a question. We talked about excess lactic acid, lactic acid dosing. We talked about that. Talked about how it has to be neutralized. Otherwise, it's built up in our 11th system. It can also become growth factor for microbes. It can cause us to be prone to injury, and eventually it can cause us to have knee replacement, hip replacement. It will also block the production of neurotransmitters, neurons, enzymes, hormones, all these things. If we don't remove it. We mentioned that cytometry has a formula A16B, a molecule, to help neutralize excess lactic acid. Not only the excess lactic acid, but also the formic acid, the malic acid, tartaric acid, sulfuric acid. Where all the acid comes from? Brothers and sisters, they come from the food we're eating. The food, the water, the beverages that we drink. That's where they come from. And then as our cell breaks down, they form certain concretion. Each part of the cell, constituent of the cell, will have its own concretion as it breaks down. Now, we have debris-removing enzyme that we have to produce to move these things, the debris, out of the way, to sweep them out of the way. If we're unable to produce enzyme to do that, then our body will be filled with them, and they become growth factors for microbes to feed on. That's why we mentioned earlier, don't allow squatters and opportunists to enter our body. This is why we have to practice good health hygiene, washing our hands often. You go outside, you come back in, wash your hands first thing. Don't go and open the refrigerator trying to find something to eat and you didn't wash your hands. You pick up a fruit and eat it. Now the microbe that was on your hand is all over the fruit. Don't go to the store, the supermarket, and buy your broccoli and your greens. And you come back home, you just rinse them off under the water. And then you use the cutting board and chop them up and you make a salad. You can't do it, brother and sister. That's a mistake. That broccoli and whatever else you have to make the salad is loaded with microbes. Not only microbes, they're loaded with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, chemicals, man-made chemicals. They're loaded. You have to soak them in saline salt solution, iodine salt solution, for at least 8 minutes to remove, unglue the microbes and remove the wax that they sprayed on them, wax, so they look shiny and pretty and fresh, so they don't have to throw them out but looking pale and withered. This takes place every day in the marketplace, at the supermarket. That's post-harvest spraying. Post-harvest. After they've been harvested and at the market, they still spray them with solution, suffice. And all these things become blood impurities inside of our blood. They become blood impurities, and they will combine with other blood impurities, producing recombinants. More complex. And no one you'll be able to go to help you break these things down. They will continue to circulate in your blood forever. Unless you come to cytometry and have them ionized, hydrolyzed, oxidized to turn into liquid so they can be relieved from the body. This is part of the maintenance process, brothers and sisters, that we've been talking about. The human being is high maintenance. It takes more maintenance and repair than your car or your home or your computer or your cell phone. It's more complex than that. It requires more maintenance and repair than those things. And if we repair our computer, if it gets broken, we're going to repair it. Same thing with our cell phone. If we get to where we can't call, make a call, we're going to find out what we have to do. But why don't we do the same with our body? It get broken and congested and all kind of problems. And we think, well, all we have to do is take a drug and that'll be okay. We'll be fine. Doesn't work like that, brothers and sisters. We have to always be doing the repair work and the maintenance 24/7. This is how we stay healthy. Then we won't produce a disease. Our body won't produce a disease to get our attention. Most diseases are preventable. You can prevent the disease from happening in the first place. And once you get one, cure it. Don't play around with it. Because every disease becomes a vortex or negative energy, brother and sister. Every disease will become a vortex or negative energy. You have positive energy and negative energy. What's the difference? They have the same tangents, but negative energy has these additional tangents called friction, tension, resistant, stasis. And a few other. These are the tangents of negative energy. This is what make the person compromised. This is what make the person sick. These negative energy tangent slows things down. That's their job, to slow things down. If things slow down enough, we'll be in violation of the law of speed. Producing everything with speed, at the speed of light, will be in violation of the speed law. That means the cell will be compelled to produce symptom and disease because things are slowing down. That's what negative energy will do for you. And you can only heal with positive energy, not negative energy, because everything will be slowed down. No brain essential will be produced. No body essential will be produced. No cell essential will be produced. None of these things, brothers and sisters. So if you have a question, please press 1. I see we have a question, hand raised, rather, at 347-613. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum, brother coach. How you doing?
Well, I got salam.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. Alhamdulillah.
Excellent.
I have a question. Yes, I have a question. It was a friend of mine told me about her sister having this problem with her pancreas. She's going to the hospital. They told her it's inflamed, but she's still having problems with it. And she's going to see an herbalist, and I was saying, I don't know if herbs is good.
She's having this problem
with her pancreas. So I thought maybe it'd be
pancreas,
a diet or something. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the pancreas is congested, has inflammation because there's a lot of garbage there. Garbage from many of the things we've been talking about today is garbage there. And the only way it would be removed, herbs won't do it. Matter of fact, herbs will add more garbage there. Many herbs have alkaloids, and alkaloids are heat resistant. She needs particulate subatomic particle. That is the only thing on planet Earth that will produce the thermal energy and the electrical energy to dissolve the concretion there and to dissolve what's causing the inflammation. That's the inflame, the inflammation. The inflammation is coming from the debris, the garbage. And she probably have many blood impurities circulating in her blood. Blood goes everywhere. Now it's jamming the pancreas.
Oh,
if those things do not be removed, the pancreas is going to get more and more chronic. The pancreas is very important. You cannot live without a pancreas. That's how important it is.
I told her sister. She's probably on the line. I'm hoping she's hearing this because
I hope she is too.
So she can let her know
Immediate help from the doctor of symptometry. Immediate help to decongest the pancreas. The pancreas does so many things.
Yes, I know.
It releases the enzyme. It releases the lipase to break down protein. If you cannot break down protein into neuropeptide, tripeptide, dipeptide, the many brain essentials you won't be able to produce.
You won't be able
to produce.
Well, it's very
You won't
serious,
be able to digest
then.
Fats and oil. You won't be able to digest protein, meats, none of these things. You won't be able to do it. You won't be able to produce cortisol. You won't be able to produce insulin. There's so many different things, many hormones that the pancreas do.
Any particular reason why that's happening? Is inflamed like that?
Because of the repair work. People don't do the repair work. They think they can eat anything. You can't. You have to eat scientifically. You need to eat the safest consumable on the planet. And there's not many of them. But it's enough to nourish the cells and keep you healthy. Chaotic eating is the cause. Chaotic eating. When you eat things, you don't have the enzyme to digest. Man-made things, natural things, that'll make any difference. So it's the food. 90% of the time, why we have problems, the food. We think the food is okay and safe. No, it's not. Everything is turned upside down, brother and sister. Everything. The food is not healthy. The water is not healthy. The air has pollutants. So if that's the case, we have to always be removing these things from our blood. That's what we talked about earlier, blood impurity. 70 of them that we have studied thus far, 70 blood impurity that will circulate in your blood forever unless you ionize it, hydrolyze it, or oxidize it out. So blood goes everywhere, jamming the cells. The cells are so tiny, the pancreatic cells are so tiny, it's easy for them to become jammed. And they're jammed, they're going to be inflamed, so you get the message that they need help. They need your help. That's why you get the symptoms.
Get
the help that they need.
I wanted to ask you another question.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to ask you one more question because I know you ran out of time. You were talking about the lactic acid and the A16B thing. I use it and I still use it. I wanted to ask about the high acidity. What about can you drink some alkaline water sometimes to bring down like the lactic acid and the acid in your body that your body produces? Can you possibly use alkaline water sometimes?
No. Here's what happens, okay? How does the formula H16B neutralize the lactic acid? That's the question. How does it do it? Where water won't do it. If water could do it, we would never have it build up.
We drink
water every day. So if water could neutralize lactic acid, we won't have a problem. Water won't do it. Why water won't do it? Here's the reason. The chemical formula for lactic acid is C3H6O3. Three atoms of carbon, six atoms of hydrogen, and three atoms of oxygen. And they're bonded together. They're bonded together. This is what St. Thomas was able to do, and this is what it discovered. That chemical structure is bonded in that pattern I just shared with you. Now, the formula H16B is formulated in such a way that it smashes the hydrogen bond that holds the three atoms of carbon and the three atoms of oxygen. They are released from the sixth atom of hydrogen. And once that happens, it disintegrates. So you have to have something powerful enough to break the bond. And that's the same way we break bond on poison. Same way you break bonds on toxic metal. Same way when you break bond on other toxins for microbes. Everything is made from atoms. You break the molecular bond, and then the item can do you no harm. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that sure is. I mean, I was fascinated with science.
Herbs won't do it. And pharmaceutical won't do it. They'll do the opposite.
So the A16B, it has all that stuff just to break
it. Yes, it would neutralize. It would neutralize excess lactic acid. It would neutralize formic acid. It would neutralize malic acid. It would neutralize sulfuric acid. It would neutralize citrus acid. People eat citrus fruits. They eat apples. All those are citrus fruits. Apples have formic acid, malic acid, especially the uncooked ones. In order to eat apples, you must cook the apples. But most people don't know that. They think they can eat an apple off a tree and be good. It's natural. Okay. Well, you're going to have all those acids, formic acid, malic acid, tartaric acid, sulfuric acid, all those things you're going to have in your body, in your blood. And this is what happens.
Okay.
So you have to have the ingredient powerful enough to neutralize and break the bond so they cause you no harm.
Right.
And sometimes you also have particulates to liquefy toxic metal, poison, all these things from the body, from the blood. No other therapeutic does it.
It's Monday for folks, so for me, I'm going to tab one of them beverages right now, the A16B.
Absolutely. The best time to take it is 30 minutes before dinner, 30 minutes before your dinner. Take it often. Thank you. Thank you for that question. Press 1. I think that's going to be the only question we have time for. We certainly appreciate your question.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Walaikum assalam.
Thank you. We certainly appreciate our brother, Renard, for that excellent question. And we hope his friend gets some help. Give us a call and get some help. Okay, look like we're at the end of our program, brothers and sisters. We're going to give our contact information and prepare to make our exit. And if we have a little time, we will ask another question, but I don't think we have time. We have a program coming on immediately after us. Imam Abdulaziz has his program. So immediately after us, so we have to get out of the host seat. But we would like to leave our contact information. If you have a need to contact Abdul Shahid, Certified Scientology Health Court, please feel free to call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. Also, you may send us an email. That email is ashahid2@gmail.com. ashahid2@gmail.com. And Shahid is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Brothers and sisters, we also like for you to visit this website. It is the website for the American School of Scientology, not for profit. And that website is amsos.org. The website again is amsos.org. It is the website for the American School of Scientology. Please go there. Click on article. You'll see many articles, brothers and sisters. You will see posted there. And the article will break down what condition you have and also tell you what mistakes that was made and what must be done to reverse the condition. Please go there, brothers and sisters, and you'll be able to get some help. Also, every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on IWDM Blog Talk Radio, we have this program called The Science of Health in You. Please go there. You can participate by dialing this number, 714-816-4673. 714-816-4673. No passcode is needed. This is every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Eastern Time. Brother and sister, we're going to have to exit. We have another show coming on after us, Brother Imam Abdulaziz. So please stay tuned for his program. If you are able to, we certainly appreciate it. Otherwise, we'll be here again next Monday, God willing, same time, same station, AM 360. And you can catch us online at am360.org. Thank you so very much. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.